This is Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting from the newsroom of The Wall Street Journal in New York. More of us are using mobile devices to do our banking, but are we doing everything we can to make sure our digital transactions are secure? We'll have more on the measures you can and should be taking. But first, these tech headlines. Project Voldemort. That's the villainous name social media giant Snap gave to a secret company dossier in which it kept track of how rival Facebook was trying to thwart its competition. The dossier with the Harry Potter-themed name was revealed as part of the FTC's broad antitrust investigation into Facebook's business practices. A Wall Street Journal exclusive found that Snap's legal team had been tracking the ways the company felt Facebook was trying to undermine them for years. The average price of an iPhone could fall over the next year, and that's because of a surge of interest in older models. A Piper Jaffray survey of 1,500 iPhone owners found that nearly half of respondents say they were interested in older models. That's up from just under a third last year. As for Apple shares, they're up, gaining 38% year to date. And the video game maker Take-Two has a hit with its new shooter game, Borderlands 3. It sold more than 5 million units in its first 5 days last week, making it the fastest-selling title from its 2K studio. Borderlands 3 is the fourth main entry in the Borderlands series. The franchise, which debuted in 2009, has sold more than 48 million units worldwide before its latest launch, and the game maker expects 11 million in sales in 2020. Coming up, how to keep your mobile banking safe. As people increasingly do their banking on mobile devices, concerns about digital security have come to the forefront. There are things you can do to stay secure. With more on this is contributor for the journal, Matthew Castle. Welcome.
Hi, thanks for having me.
First off, I think it's probably fair to say most of us are mobile banking at this point, but don't necessarily utilize a lot of these due diligence tips you write about.
Yeah, I think that's fair. And it's also fair that a lot of people don't, because it takes a lot of work and some time and thought to actually, you know, take these precautions.
Right. And there are a lot of things that really just take a moment or so, yet it's challenging. The two-factor or multi-factor authentication, for example.
Sure, yeah. It basically just ensures that your password isn't the only form of protection against your account. It is pretty easy to set up. It takes, you know, a minute. One expert actually who I spoke to mentioned that it's not even entirely secure to just use two-factor authentication to receive a code that is sent to your phone. And we saw this recently with, it's been in the news with these SIM swaps in which hackers convince a wireless carrier to transfer your phone number to a new SIM card. So that is a way to sort of sidestep two-factor authentication. And what the expert told me is that you should use an app that exists on your phone that sends you the code, as opposed to just having the code sent to your phone.
Right. And to that, let's get more into what we need to know about apps. Using the right ones is very important. Also, using them correctly, very important. What should we keep in mind?
Sure. When you upload your app, there's a lot of pop-ups that ask for permission to use certain functions on your phone. And with banking apps, often it's a camera or your location. The camera is because so many people put checks through mobile deposits using the camera into their accounts. But you should be wary of that, because those are susceptible to hacking. So it's just more of us being in a higher state of awareness about what you're letting your apps do. So if you let your app access your camera, you should at least be aware of it.
Right. And you also mentioned the importance of making sure that these financial apps adhere to regulatory standards.
Oh, yeah, sure. Even for apps like Venmo, which is federally regulated, it's just important to use an app that adheres to the standard reporting requirements. Even just downloading an app on the App Store, you want to find what you would regard as a trustworthy app by just looking at how many reviews it has and how well it's reviewed. If there's an app, say, with a few dozen reviews compared to an app with 100,000 reviews, you'd probably want to go with the app with more reviews.
Understood. Having said that, it's clearly an app world that we're living in, and you know, we're utilizing apps left and right, of course, with banking as well. But you say it's important to check the bank's actual website as well. Explain why.
Sure. Though you do often, you know, just log into your app to check your your accounts. It's important to check your website as well. According to one expert I spoke to, who said that it'll let you see the last several logins to your account, so you can see if there's been any unauthorized activity. And that's hard to, and I guess occasionally not possible to find on the app itself. So banks will have more information about logins on the web, on your desktop. So it's important to actually log in through the website on your phone or your computer, but not through the app itself.
Right. It's all about that extra security, which one way we can ensure that we're more secure is to not use public wireless networks. Now, this seems incredibly obvious, but if you wouldn't mind stating the obvious to us and explaining why we should steer clear of that.
Yeah, this is something that people know, but probably aren't aware they're even doing, because often people on their phones just have the phone preset to log into whatever publicly accessible Wi-Fi is there. But that's actually not a great idea, because hackers can dangle wireless networks that can get into your phone and get access to your traffic. So it's actually a safer bet to use your cellular data and stay connected to the tower, which is harder to hack.
Right. And one thing that we hear a lot about of these days are functions that utilize password managers. It's actually on my to-do list to get a good system going here, but walk us through why that's important as well.
Well, the one thing that's really important in terms of having a password is that it's long and it's complex, and at least for your banking, it should be different than every other password you have. Because if someone gains access, say, to your Facebook account and you use the same password for your bank, then that could be a lot of trouble for you. So you should use a password manager. It's advised to keep track of all your passwords. And it may seem like not a great idea, because you would think that maybe the password manager itself could be hacked. But according to tech experts I've spoken to, they're actually pretty safe, and because they're stored either directly on your device or in encrypted form in the cloud. So you have a better chance of keeping all your passwords safe if you use a manager, rather than keeping it in, a Google Doc or in your email. And it's also a good idea to, if you have the inclination, to write down the passwords on a sheet of paper and the old-fashioned way, and just put it in a secure location just in case things go awry.
Very good. You can check out more at WSJ.com. Matthew goes into great detail with every last thing you need to know when ensuring your safety. Matthew, thank you so much.
Thank you.
And that is Tech News Briefing from the newsroom in New York. I'm Tanya Bustos. Thanks for listening.